Welcome to Results Driven with Kurt High from High Value Consulting. Planning for your financial future means navigating challenges like market volatility, inflation, and retirement income. Results Driven is here to help by addressing common financial concerns, sharing valuable strategies, and exploring ways you can work toward your financial goals. Now, let's get started with Results Driven.
Good morning, Jacqueline. How are you this morning?
I am fantastic, Kurt. I am great. I mean, fall is in full swing. I am wearing my sweaters and my fall outfits, and I cannot wait to just, you know, the holidays are coming up, and it's going to be fast moving this next couple months.
The winds of change are in the air. There's no doubt about it. And I'm looking forward to the fall weather as well, and looking forward to the upcoming holidays. Well,
and you have a huge trip coming up. I mean, you are going to be gone for what, 4 weeks in Florida?
I'm going to be traveling to see clients up and down the East Coast and spend some time with some family down in South Carolina and get a little sunshine in Florida.
Wow. And what is the weather going to be like there?
It's going to be paradise. There's no doubt about it. I go down to Southwest Florida and the weather's absolutely gorgeous.
I am jealous completely. I would love to be in Florida right now, but Minnesota's and the fall is pretty great around here. I'm not going to lie. The fall colors, the, you know, seasons, it's kind of fun getting all four seasons, but I'm not a huge winter person.
So. I spent some time in Minnesota when I was with IDS American Express and did the summer aqua centennial or aqua summer or something. But it was absolutely fabulous out there in July.
Yes. Yes. It's fun. Are you a winter person? Do you do any winter sports?
I used to be. I used to ski and I was a ski instructor and all that stuff when I was in my formative days, but not so much anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. I wish I could get into doing some winter sports just to make it more enjoyable around here, but I've just never figured it out. Skates, I end up being on the ground more than I am on the skates.
I don't like to fall and get hurt anymore. So it's that. So.
Yes, I got to get into like rollerblading. That's got to be easier than ice skating, right?
I don't know. I'd probably still be leery of that as well. So, but anyway, I encourage everybody to stay healthy and productive. So.
Yes. Well, what are we discussing today, Kurt?
Well, we're going to be discussing the topic today is life insurance versus Roth IRA, which you need to know. And basically, what's the advantage of one versus the other? Okay.
Wow. This is going to be a huge topic. I mean, those can get very confusing. And I know we kind of touched base last week a little bit on that as well. But just going into further depth, and I'm excited to hear, because I know a fair amount about both life insurance and Roth IRAs. But I have a feeling you have a few surprises in store for us today, Kurt.
Yes, absolutely. Without further ado, we'll frame today's conversation around a U.S. News and World Report article, Life Insurance versus Roth IRA, which offers better retirement security. Planning for retirement isn't always straightforward. Let's be honest. It can be very and feel very overwhelming at times. A lot of people spend years fine-tuning their investment mix with the right balance of stocks, bonds, and fixed income products. But whatever gets overlooked towards the assets are held and the tax from a tax standpoint. Believe it or not, taxes in retirement can end up costing more than healthcare to pay depending on the decisions you make. That's why sometimes it's called the silent budget buster. Withdrawals from certain accounts can trigger income or capital gain taxes if you're not careful. So they can even push your income high enough to raise your Medicare premiums. So having a tax-free income stream in retirement can provide you with the income you need to enjoy your ideal retirement. Roth IRAs are a very popular option, but another strategy many people don't think about is life insurance, which can also offer tax-free income in retirement. Each has its pros and cons, and choosing the right one for you depends on your goals and objectives. Many financial service professionals agree, though that for a lot of people, one option may be better, this a better place to start.
So I just want to confirm, Kurt, before we continue, we're talking about and we're comparing life insurance and Roth IRA, correct?
That is correct.
Okay. So choosing between life insurance and a Roth IRA, or possibly utilizing both of them, is certainly a good topic to address with a financial services professional like yourself, Gerd.
Yeah, let's take a moment and break down some of the most popular tools for building a tax-free income in retirement. The Roth IRA is at its core. A Roth IRA is a retirement savings account that can fund with money that you already pay taxes on. From there, you can invest these dollars, and here's a potential big win. When you retire, both your original contributions and earnings can come out completely tax-free. Now, there are a few rules to keep in mind. In 2025, if you're under 50, you can contribute up to $7,000 a year. If you're 50 or older, you can put a little more in, up to $8,000. But not everybody qualifies because there are income limits. If you're single and you earn more than $165,000, or married and you're filing jointly of $246,000, you may not be able or eligible, I should say eligible, to contribute directly to a Roth IRA. And there's one more important milestone to remember, 59 and a half. That's when you can start taking tax-free withdrawals if you pull money out earlier than that. You may owe income tax and possibly a 10% penalty, unless there are some exceptions. There is an exception. Any money that you put in a Roth that is your contribution, you can always pull that out penalty-free without any exceptions. That being said, there are some flexibility, especially when it comes to accessing the money. You can always take them out. Like I said, you contributed, and you can put in $7,000, and if it grows to $15,000, you can still access the original $7,000 without any tax consequences. So be all ready, because you already paid taxes on those dollars.
And Kurt, as you've noted on the previous shows that we've done, a Roth IRA isn't going to be the right move for everyone. So it's important to go over your strategy with a financial services professional before you make any final decisions about a Roth IRA. I mean, this decision can be lifelong, and you just need to make smart moves.
Exactly. Let's talk about using life insurance as a retirement income strategy that flies under the radar most times because a lot of people aren't aware of it. Now, most people think of life insurance as just a way to support a loved one when they're gone. And that's true, but it's a powerful legacy tool. But it can also play a surprising role during retirement. For example, some policies let you tap into benefits early if you're dealing with a chronic illness or need long-term care. Others are used specifically to create an inheritance, which may free up to spend down your retirement assets with less worry. And here's where it gets even more interesting. If you own a permanent life insurance policy with cash value, it can potentially become a source of tax-advantaged income in retirement. Not all policies work this way, so it's important to know what you have and what you're considering. One option that some financial services favor is either universal life or variable universal life. It may let you invest in things like funds, stocks, and bonds, where the performance tied to an market index. Of course, it comes with market risk, so it's not for everyone. Other financial service professionals lean towards whole life policies, which tend to offer steadier growth, reliable dividends, and multiple companies offering them. Either way, the potential tax benefits are appealing. Depending on how you access the funds, the cash value can grow tax deferred and even come out tax free.
Yeah, Kurt, and can you kind of, in a way, dumb this down for our listeners? Because I myself is a little confused how this all works and really what the main difference is. Can you just share from your own experience what the main difference is and how to kind of explain this to someone younger like myself?
Okay, the U.S. News World Report article, Life Insurance versus Roth IRA, which offers better retirement security, has more important details that I'm excited to discuss, including how you may be able to create retirement income using life insurance. Let's talk about the life insurance can actually be used to generate retirement income. Yes, this isn't your traditional just-in-case strategy. Typically, if someone's using life insurance this way, they're taking out loans against the cash value of a permanent life insurance policy. These loans usually don't need to be repaid during your lifetime. Instead, the outstanding balance is simply deducted from the death benefit when the policy pays out on whenever the loan is settled, it goes to your heirs. Now, that might sound pretty straightforward, but there are a few important pieces to understand before using the strategy. First, this kind of approach isn't for everybody. If you're in a low income tax bracket, expect to stay there for retirement. Life insurance is not for you. It's not the most efficient route. And to make the strategy really work, you have to start early because it takes time for cash value to grow. Even after 10 years, many people find cash value hasn't grown much more than what they've paid into the premiums. That can be frustrating, especially when you factor in fees.
Yeah. And from my own experience, I mean, just having money in there to grow over time is what's important, because you're right. You are not going to see that growing fast. It's going to grow over years and years. And so having that time and being on top of it and putting that money in directly when you're young, or, you know, just to have many years for it to compound over each other is what's important. So what are some strategy scenarios someone should discuss with their financial services professional, Kurt?
Yeah, primarily anytime I've used the variable universal life or universal life as a strategy for retirement, the individual or the client has already maxed out their 401k, the IRA options, but they have supplemental dollars to contribute towards retirement, and they want the tax deferral, and they want to make sure they have the supplemental income during retirement. So using with a variable life policy, for example, there are two parts, investments and insurance. The goal is to minimize the cost of the insurance portion so you don't eat up the growth of the unnecessary charges. But you also need to be careful not to violate what they call IRS rules. These are regulations that govern premiums, cash value, death benefits that must be balanced. If you cross certain thresholds, your policy could be reclassified as a modified endowment contract or a MEC, what we could use the terms in our industry. That means that the gains you have could lose their tax advantage status.
Okay, that seems a little confusing to me, Kurt. Can you just go over that one more time? What is an MEC or MEC, you said?
Yes. But also, you have to be careful not to violate the IRS rules. There are regulations that govern how premiums, cash value, death benefits must be balanced. If you cross certain thresholds, your policy could be reclassified as what they call a modified endowment contract or a MEC. That means the gains could lose their tax advantage status.
Okay, that makes more sense. So when it gets down to decision-making time, what are some of the key things to bear in mind?
So when you're looking at options for generating retirement income, one question that often comes up, should I start with a Roth or look into life insurance? In many cases, articles explain financial service professionals should just starting with a Roth. It's like I do. It's straightforward, flexible, typically low fees or no fees. Plus, it's easy to open, easy to manage through a major online brokerage like Vanguard or Fidelity. If your goal is a tax-free retirement income, a Roth IRA is a smart and accessible first step. Now, life insurance can also be a powerful retirement income strategy, especially for high-income earners, which have already maxed out their Roths or aren't eligible to contribute because of income limits. One potential perk of using life insurance is you don't have to wait to 59 and a half to access the funds. But the trade-off is life insurance strategies can be more complex and expensive to set up and maintain. That's why some financial professionals don't necessarily see it as an either or. Roth IRAs and permanent life insurance can actually complement each other. It all depends on your overall financial picture, your income, and what kind of flexibility you want in retirement.
Okay, that makes more sense. I mean, so what you're saying, Kurt, is working with a financial services professional who is well-versed in both options is the ideal way to determine if and how a Roth IRA and life insurance policy can fit into your retirement plan. So you have to really do your homework and work with someone who knows how to build an efficient policy.
Absolutely. Let's keep going with our conversation about saving for retirement. The next, complementing or contemplating how you can save in both a 401k and an IRA. Another U.S. News and World Report article, How to Save in a 401k and IRA in the Same Year, has some excellent details. When we talk about building a solid financial strategy, some financial professionals encourage people to look at both a 401k and an IRA. Using both can be a smart way to grow your nest egg, potentially lower your tax bill along the way. It is also important to know that higher income earners might run into some limits and how much they can deduct from both accounts in the same year.
Okay, so I just want to make sure that we're on the same page here, Kurt. So now we're talking about a 401k and a Roth IRA, or an, are we talking about an IRA? I'm a little confused here. Where are we? What are we comparing now?
Well, actually, what we're comparing is, this is actually gets back to what I said earlier about the life insurance, is that once somebody maxes out their 401k IRA, the life insurance is the third option. So when somebody sits down with me and talk about IRAs and 401ks, life insurance, we start by getting a clear picture of where they're at today with their current accounts, income goals, and any concerns about their taxes or market risk. We'll talk through the different types of IRAs, 401ks, how they're funded, and what role they might play in their retirement income picture. If life insurance is part of the conversation, we'll explore whether it's about protection, legacy, or tax-advantaged income. I also like to walk through the pros and cons of each tool so they feel confident and informed. My goal is that at first meeting is simple, to listen closely, ask the right questions, and begin building a strategy that truly fits their life goals.
Yeah, no kidding. And can you just remind our listeners, Kurt, how they can get a hold of you to get that no obligation consultation and meet with you behind that table and figure out and ask the right questions?
Certainly. They can reach me at my website at highvalueconsulting.org. My phone number is 484-431-2874. And I'm located in Bechtelsville, Pennsylvania.
And Kurt, you kind of said, you know, your goal in the first meeting is to listen closely, ask the right questions, and begin building a strategy that truly fits their lifestyle. And so what kind of questions do you think that you would ask?
What kind of experience they have with financial service professionals, what type of investments have they chosen, have they ever done a financial plan? A lot of this actually lays the foundation, which direction we're headed in regards to making any type of recommendations or strategies for that client.
Yeah. So you want to get to know them on a more personal level before you start suggesting or talking really about finances, correct?
Absolutely.
Yeah. You want to know where they're heading, where they want to be, what are their goals for their personal and financial goals. So you are able to help guide them to achieve those goals on their own.
Correct.
And I know we've been discussing a lot today. So what is next on the table?
Let's dig further into the U.S. News and World Report article, How to Save in a 401k and IRA in the Same Year, which addresses contribution limits for 401ks and IRAs. Let's talk about contribution limits for 2025 and how to make the most of them. If we're putting money into a 401k, you can defer taxes up to $23,500 next year. If you're 50 or older, that jumps to $31,000 with the catch-up contributions. And those individuals between the ages 60 and 63, there's an extra boost up to $34,750. It's a big opportunity to save, especially if your employer also offers a match. Now, IRAs work a little differently. The limit there is $7,000 if you're under 50 and $8,000 if you're over 50. So if you're eligible, you may want to contribute to both, which allows you to defer your taxes as much as $38,000, even more. Financial service professionals can help you figure out what you qualify for, whether your income affects your ability to deduct the IRA contribution. For example, high earners who have access to a workplace 401k may see their IRA deductions start to phase out, starting at $79,000 for individuals, $126,000 a year for couples. But if you're not covered by a workplace plan, you may be eligible for full deduction regardless of income.
And those numbers aren't just guidelines. I mean, they are real opportunities to lower your tax bill today and grow your retirement savings for tomorrow. And that's exactly the kind of strategy financial services professionals help their clients map out every single day.
Yeah, here's something a lot of people don't realize. You can save both in a 401k and a Roth IRA in the same year. And doing so can be a very smart way to diversify not just your investments, but your tax picture in retirement too. A Roth IRA is funded with after-tax dollars, so you don't get tax deductions when you contribute, but the possible upside is your money grows tax-free, withdrawals in retirement are tax-free too, but this can be a very powerful tool when trying to manage your income for later in life. Now for 2025, if you earn less than $150,000 a year as a single filer, or $236,000 as a married couple, you're eligible to contribute to a Roth. The ability phases out as income rises. It cuts off at $165,000 for individuals and $246,000 for couples. So don't worry if you're over those limits, because there are workarounds like the backdoor Roth or even the mega backdoor Roth. These strategies can open the door to Roth savings, even for high earners. And that's something we can help our clients with all the time. The real benefit of having both a traditional 401k and a Roth is flexibility. In retirement, you'll have options like pulling from taxable and tax-free to help control your income and your tax bill year by year.
And Kurt, I just have a question for you, and correct me if I'm wrong, but a 401k is typically through the employer. Is the Roth IRA through an employer as well, or is that typically on your own?
Actually, a Roth IRA is through the individual. However, the 401ks today do offer a Roth component. So in other words, when you're deferring dollars, you can do pre-tax and after-tax and then roll those dollars into the after-tax dollars into a Roth IRA.
Wow. So working with a financial professional is really critical in this situation, because like you said, I mean, I didn't know that's kind of the new thing, and that it makes it so much easier, I think. And it's all about putting together a plan that gives you choices later. And that's why you come in, and that's why a financial services professional comes in.
Yes, absolutely. And if you're not in a position to max out both your 401k and an IRA, don't worry, because that's common and more than you think. The key is to prioritize based on what gives you the most value right now and long term. One of the smartest points in the workplace 401k, starting points, I should say, is if your employer offers a match, to be sure to take it. The match is essentially free money. If you just don't want to leave that free money on a table at the very least, try to contribute enough to at least get the full match. After that, it's worth comparing your 401k to what's available through an IRA. We often help clients review the fees, investment options in each. In many cases, IRAs offer more flexibility, lower costs, and greater transparency, especially in 401k options are limited. If you left the job, rolling over your old 401k and an IRA can give you more control and simplify your finances. We also want you to look into your tax bracket and what it might look like in retirement. If you're in a higher tax bracket today, contributing to pre-tax to a traditional 401k could make more sense if you expect lower taxes in retirement. That deferral can really pay off down the road.
Yeah. And to our listeners that are listening right now, please check out our podcast on Apple, Spotify, and Amazon. And we did an episode last week about 401ks and the hidden fees. And so I know you just touched base on that. But just checking out our episode from last week will really help further explain why it's important to work with someone like you, Kurt, because there are some hidden fees in a 401k and some timelines that you really want to check out and you want to know of before making this whole plan. And so every strategy is personal, and a financial services professional can help you build one that reflects who you are and what you want your retirement to truly look like.
Absolutely. Whether you're managing IRAs, 401ks, or exploring life insurance or retirement income, having a financial service professional by your side can make all the difference in your financial future. Today, we covered contribution limits, tax strategies, account comparisons, income planning, but your personal situation deserves personalized guidance. If you don't already have a trusted, knowledgeable financial service professional, now is the perfect time to build that relationship. A strong partner can help you turn today's choices into tomorrow's financial confidence.
Kurt, is there a personal story or an example that you can use for our listeners about maybe someone came to you and they didn't really have a 401k or they didn't have a Roth IRA? What did you do? Was there an example that you can use?
Actually, there's a couple examples I can provide you today. I have a client, her son came out of college. And I remember when I was in my 20s too, I didn't have a clue about finance. But he came to me because his mom encouraged him to do so. And I encouraged him to enroll in the 401k right away and to do both a pre-tax and a Roth component. And he went kicking and screaming, as they say. But now he's up to 15% deferral, 10% pre-tax, 5% in a Roth. And when we started that process, I also had him open a Roth IRA immediately. Because then when he goes to retire or he changed jobs, those dollars that are deferred in the Roth's component can be rolled right into a Roth IRA. Because a Roth IRA has to be in existence for at least 5 years before you can access the income stream that it will provide. So, I mean, that's helping the youth of today. Same thing, I've had people, I have a couple that they're in their 60s, and I'm converting a lot of their IRAs, or helping them convert their IRAs to Roths, because they're going to retire in 5 years and all that money will be tax-free. And they didn't even have a clue how to do that. So basically, there are a lot of tools to use, a lot of options to implement with a Roth IRA and your 401k. That a lot of people get confused and they really don't get the right education. It boils down to education. And that's what this is all about.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I didn't learn in any schooling what to do with your finances. And I'm sure even myself, I still get confused. And it can be very confusing. There's so many different, even talking about all these different accounts right now, it can be very confusing. And so like you said, I mean, with the younger adult, just putting in money, just starting it is what's important. And you said after that 5 years, you know, get those 5 years done. Start now. Get those 5 years. So then you can figure out a further plan with that and just have it compound earlier. So you have more money and you are letting your money work for you and you're not working for your money.
It's never too late to start, but the earlier you start, the better off you will become. And then once you defer or you get up to the maximum deferral, you don't miss it. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of people start, oh, I can only put a couple percent in. If you just keep moving up every year, because you get raises every year, you'll never miss it. You'll never miss it. And then you see the compounding effect. And next you know, you have a nice nest egg. That's how people become financially independent.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, thank you, Kurt, for sharing that. Is there anything else you want to share today before we close the curtain?
Absolutely. What I'd like to just let people know that they can give me a call anytime and schedule a no obligation consultation. And I'd be glad to discuss their financial goals and objectives. If they have old 401ks out there, a guy walked in the other day, had four statements, four different companies, and he said, I don't know what to do. So we sat and talked, and he is now having me advise him in regards to the right direction to go. Because again, each one has a fee, everyone has a cost. Even though when they say that it doesn't cost anything, that's not true. There's always a hidden cost, and especially the administrative side of a 401k.
And can you give your phone number just one more time?
Certainly. My number is 484-431-2874. My website's highvalueconsulting.org. And my address is 835 North Route 100, Bexhill, PA, 19505.
All right. Well, thank you, Kurt. And that concludes another episode of Results Driven with our host, Kurt High, and me, your co-host, Jacqueline Gladhill.
Thank you for joining us for Results Driven. Don't head into retirement without a plan for both your finances and your health. For more information, contact Kurt High at High Value Consulting at 484-431-2874 or visit highvalueconsulting.org. Join us again soon for another episode of Results Driven.
Investment advisory services are offered through Virtue Capital Management, an SEC-registered investment advisor. High Value Consulting and VCM are independent of each other.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.